Dead Point, written by Peter Temple and read by Michael Carman. On a grey, whipped Wednesday in early winter, men in long coats came out and shot Renoir where he stood. Noble, unbalanced, a foreleg hanging. In the terminating jolt of the bolt, many dreams died. Later, in the car, Cameron Del Rey sat behind the wheel, looked straight ahead, and made no move to get going. Harry Strang, head deep in his old racing overcoat, held his knuckles to his forehead. After a while he said, "Act of God. No bloody insurance for that." I was in shock, rubbing my hands together, trying to comfort myself. Most of them you can lose easily, and there are 50 reasons why. This one was the one we couldn't lose. If the ground was firm, if the horse didn't miss the start, and this horse was not going to miss the start, it was the best-schooled horse in the world, if it didn't miss the start. It could streak the small field by at least 6 lengths, probably 10. And nobody knew that except us. The ground was firm. It didn't miss the start. All Renoir had to do was run 1,000 metres. On lazy days, not pushed, we had clocked him doing that in around 57 seconds. Only one horse running against him had come close to such a time. Afterwards, that creature swapped positive for melazonine and hadn't run under 65 since. So that didn't count. Drug-assisted times don't count. The day before, Harry Strang, walking next to Kathy Gale, big hand holding her elbow, said, "Can't win with you up. He can't win. Just mind you get him out with him. Keep him away from him. Don't touch him. He'll do the rest." All Kathy had to do was get the horse to jump cleanly out of the gate, number 6. Just urge him on, one bend. It didn't matter about looking for the short path. Being out wide meant nothing. He could beat them if he ran on the grandstand rail. The horse was 10 lengths better than any of the competition. Just go for the judge.